Well, today is November 22nd, and we are in beautiful North Carolina. And last week I was in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. And I am very grateful that I have both of these beautiful places to, one to live in and one to visit. And so it's been a really interesting week. And I had planned to do a talk this evening, mostly about the cycles that are just about to start and that I'm really excited about, but I thought I'd better remind us of the larger cycles. So oftentimes when I do a talk, I will start with the bigger cycles that we're in and then get down to like where we are now. So if you've heard me say this before, just be patient. And if you're listening, fast forward a few minutes if you don't want to hear about the larger cycles. So the largest cycle that we're in is a 26,000-year cycle, and we're at something called the turning of the ages, where every 26,000 years, the winter solstice sun will line up with galactic center. And galactic center is the part of the universe that is called the black hole by Westerners, and in the Mayan called it Hunabku. And almost every shamanic indigenous culture had a name for this. And it's where the gods and goddesses descend, where the light pours in. And even there are photographs that you can see this incredible emanation of light pouring in. So at winter solstice, when the sun is there, it's transmitting these frequencies to us. And this can only happen every 26,000 years, and it signifies a turning of an age, a very profound shift in consciousness. And it lasts about 144 years. So we're kind of in the middle of, well, we're kind of in the center point of it now. It was exact in 1999 and was celebrated in 1987 as the harmonic convergence. But 70 years prior to 1999 and 70 years after is the window. So it's not as if when a calendar ends, like we know that the Mayan calendar ended and a new calendar began, which is another signifying that we're in a new turning point. And the Mayan calendar was tracking waves of consciousness, not linear time. And the last wave of consciousness that tracked was the wave of unity. And that's what's seeding us now. And so we're in this very intensified downloading of frequencies of light, that we each in our unique way have to find a way to embody this presence of oneness, and that we are divine beings, that we are connected to the divine that's not outside of us, that we are connected to each other in a really profound way, that we can't really hurt another person without affecting ourselves, that it, and this awareness is becoming, we're cooking in it, basically. And each of us in our own way, in our own time, is going to align with this. And as we align with it, the part of us that doesn't, that isn't vibrating with this light, comes up to into our consciousness to be cleared. And everyone is going through it. And some people are more skillful than others. Some of us go to therapy and dance and yoga and breathe, and we still get caught in our own emotional cyclones at times. And so what we're seeing in the world is the shadow really being called up, and it is expressing, and it is an initiation, and it is painful to see this. But this is the big cycle. But where we're moving towards is eventually we're setting up a whole new paradigm based on this unity. Now, the unity wave came in 2011, the day that we had a tsunami and an earthquake. That's how profound this energy was, that the earth shifted, the earth's alignment shifted. And some people say the earth even shifted on her axis at that time. It was such a powerful jolt. We also have the Pluto-Uranus square still active. And this began in 2012 and was... we had 7 90-degree angles of these two planets. The last one was in the spring, in March. Now, however, these two planetary squares, the energy's not over. And in fact, as we move into December, this energy is tightening up and getting a really nice activation from Mars. So what is the Pluto-Uranus square? Well, it brings up upheaval and fear and uncertainty and disintegration of old identity. Your old identity, my old identity. And it's about breaking down of old structures as well as getting a new transmission. This is not a punishment. This is our moment in history. It's part of the journey of evolution. It is natural. If you look at the natural world and you look at volcanic eruptions happen, earthquakes happen, and I don't mean that we're about to have that now. I'm just saying that, you know, when the energy shifts, people and the planet goes through changes that can feel like a huge dismantling, and it can be scary. And we're recreating from a deep, deep place of original essence beyond our construction of our old self. So Pluto is about bringing up the shadow of the structures that no longer serve us and our own personal shadow. Uranus is new, innovative energy in connection to the divine, as well as Uranus is called the Great Awakener, awakens us up, aligns us to something new, disrupts. Now, the highest possible octave of this is bringing in these new earth energies and the new structures and dismantling our old beliefs and old ways of being and creating beauty and creating sound, you know, incredible healing and incredible new ways of being with each other. The shadow aspect of this is it's like bringing up all of the old structures from the past many, many thousands of years that need to be brought out, like when we take a homeopathic remedy for a skin rash. Instead of the skin rash getting better, it gets worse because it's pulling out the poison. This energy is pulling out the poison in all of our cultures, and we're really experiencing it. And it sometimes can be very upsetting, and that's our moment in history. And at the same time, the higher octave of this is bringing in an incredible connection to the divine, new ways of being in community, new ways of being in relationship, new ways of setting up businesses that work for everyone. You know, really the Pluto-Uranus dynamic is about a tsunami of consciousness that is associated with huge social, religious, geopolitical changes that take us into the next phase in a positive way. But it's a disruptive process. So we get it all. And that's what we're seeing. I will say that ISIL and the reaction to them is a perfect example of the shadow of this being expressed in a very extreme way. And so are all of the new communities and permaculture and the new art forms and the new healing modalities and the new ways of loving and accepting love and all of the beautiful things that are coming into our culture now. We forget when something really horrible happens, that's happening like almost daily now. We forget that there's just as much beauty, that as the old is being dismantled, the new growth is coming in. So now what I'd like to talk about is an alignment that's going to begin, that's kind of started, but it's really going to be really potently activated starting on November 26th. And the exact dates of this are November 26th, June 17th, and September 10th. And this is two more planets coming into the dance, Saturn and Neptune. Are going to be squaring. So I just want to share, and this is a really amazing alignment. So, you know, for the past, you know, since 2008 really, and really ramping up in 2011 and 2012, we've been going through kind of a dismantling process. And we've certainly been seeing the shadow of our structures really expressing in the world. And it's been hard to kind of feel solid. What this does is it helps us to bring sort of an embodying of our soul energies into our world and into our body and into form. So Saturn is a planet that has to do with the middle world of form.
Saturn is the elder, the wise one. Practical, sustainable. Saturn gives our souls substance, provides stability, as well as boundaries and limitations. Saturn asks us to make choices, to choose and make commitments. And Saturn has to do with the beginnings and endings of things. The shadow of Saturn is that it can be oppressive, critical, judgmental, the stern taskmaster. We all know that voice of, get it done, and get it done now. You know, do a lot. But the positive aspect of Saturn is really assisting us in bringing in form. And it's having this incredibly interesting dynamic with the planet Neptune, which is the opposite of form. Neptune is the celestial realm. Neptune is associated with the world of dreams, with receiving grace that is not earned, just bestowed from the celestial, where amazing miracles can happen. Neptune is formlessness. Neptune exists in the field of all possibilities, where anything is possible. Neptune is the felt sense that love is real. What we were experiencing in this room when we did that transfiguration ceremony was Neptune in its purest form, the boundless love that is felt in the heart. Neptune likes to meet in oceanic feelings, in the melting feeling. Union, idealistics. Neptune expresses our highest dreams and aspirations, our longing to dissolve our boundaries, bliss. Neptune is associated with the mystical realm, where love and compassion flow freely. The shadow of Neptune is escapism, delusion, and addiction. Neptune out of balance is that edge where mysticism meets madness. And also the puer archetype is Neptune, the eternal youth that doesn't want to grow up and doesn't want to make commitments. And, you know, if you have an incredible vision, bring it into form, you meet the limitations of the boundaries of what's really here. And then our absolute total vision doesn't exactly turn out the way we planned when our vision meets form. And Neptune, when Neptune and Saturn are in the dialogue they're in for the next year, it's all about being willing to make a commitment and to bring your spirit into your body, but also to make a greater commitment to contribution in the world. And it's an energy that's very supportive of being able to, we've had this dismantling process, we're right in the middle of it. Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008 and will be there till 2023. We are dismantling the structures that don't work, and we're bringing in this awakened, new, revitalized energy. And what Neptune and Saturn can do together is bring in our expanded visions and dreams, make them real. It is also where our illusions are shattered on the rock of reality. But this allows us to be free to choose and commit to a new path. This is about resetting our vision and commitment towards what inspires us. It's where our pure potential meets structured reality. Neptune benefits from Saturn's structure, from Saturn's wisdom, from Saturn's ability to crystallize something and bring it into form. But Neptune must be willing to choose something to focus on. Neptune sometimes gets frustrated with the limitations and the boundaries of the reality that we walk in the middle world. But when inspired ideal meets reality and we choose to bring it in, we can change the structures in a new way. Saturn sometimes gets frustrated with Neptune's inability to just go for it and make a choice. But this is an opportunity over the next year to blend our mystical vision and guidance with our ability to ground and bring in a new structure. So that's what I want to bring your awareness to over the next year. It's also, Saturn has moved into Sagittarius. It was in Scorpio for the past 2.5 years. And it's a really different energy. Sagittarius,
Saturn is bringing, Sagittarius has to do with enlightenment, education, our belief systems, religion. When Saturn is in Sagittarius, it's about committing to new ways of doing those things and committing to a new path and learning. You know, I think that we're going to see our educational structures hit some of the walls that they've been headed towards for a while, and that revisioning of how our educational structures are and are not serving our greater truth are going to be more malleable during this time. New ways of doing things are going to be coming into form around that, around spirituality, around how we grow and expand. But how Sagittarius also doesn't like to be bounded in form. So, but this is like, bring it on, make a commitment, get to work. It's also a time that we can really dissolve and restructure our old limiting beliefs that have created the world that we live in, that are really ancient. They are coming up for revision during this time. And because of the Neptunian energy, it's really malleable. We can make really deep changes to our belief systems over the next year or so in a miraculous way. And of course, our whole reality is structured based on our belief systems. So this is a really amazing bridging time, bridging the spiritual world into practical daily life. Whether you're a healer or a teacher or a business person or community builder, this is a time to receive incredible guidance, and also from the spiritual realm, and to receive incredible guidance from the physical realm of how we can bring this in, how we can make it work. So, those of you who have in your chart 4 degrees to 10 degrees, Pisces, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Gemini, you're at the leading edge of this. And it's a good time to come in for a reading and find out more about how this is affecting your own chart. And people who have Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, and Libra between 14 degrees and 17 degrees, you're at the leading edge of the Pluto process. And it's a very good time for you to come in and get a reading. To understand that Pluto is not a punishment, it is an initiation. And is not logical or rational. So, just one more moment. It's really important to really slow yourself down when you feel the energy really winding up in your nervous system, and you feel like maybe you're going to implode or explode on someone, which, like, first forgive yourself. We're dealing with a really potent vortex, particularly over the next month, where the Pluto Uranus square is really being activated. So you want to be able to just, when that happens, first of all, forgive yourself. You're human. Welcome to being a human. Welcome to your shadow. Yeah. Everyone has one, and everyone expresses sometimes in unskillful ways, and forgive each other. Slow down. Take a lot of baths.
Yes.
Epsom salt baths. Oil baths. I love, Walita makes arnica oil. I like to put that in my bath and rub it on my hands and feet. It's really important to spend time in nature, even if you live in the city. Find a tree, find a little piece of dirt. Where we live in beautiful Chapel Hill, there are many, many hiking trails and many opportunities to just get grounded and connect to the elements that can help us. Dance, journal, pay attention to your dreams, because the dream world is speaking to us. And it is time to dream a new dream. And it really is. This is the time that a new dream can be dreamed and brought into reality. Do not be deceived into thinking that all we have happening right now is massive terrorism and unskillful responses to that terrorism. It has hijacked our news media, but it is not the only energy that is available. It's not the only thing happening. We are going through a renaissance and a complete we're renewing. Humanity is renewing at the same time that these other things are imploding, and it's going to continue to be this way. It really is like the best of times and the worst of times. And it choose where you put your energy and your focus, and make sure you're clearing your grief around what we also really can't deny that is happening, that is really sad. let the energy move and ground. Drink root vegetable teas like nettle tea, dandelion teas. If you are not a vegetarian, make bone broths to get grounded. And it's great when we can come together like we have this evening and like really celebrate the bliss and the love that we have access to now more than ever. The spiritual realm is dissolving the boundaries between us and them. And in order for us to create these new structures and these new educational systems and these new communities and new ways of doing relationship, we can't do it from our ego or from our shadow. We have to partner with really highly evolved spirit, our spiritual partners and our allies, and be their bodies and be their inspiration, receive their guidance. And this is the time for that. So take the time to receive those inspirations. I'm going to turn off the recording, but if anyone has a question, then you can ask.